Yo, Love Talk Radio.
This is what you want. Then I get an encore. Do you want more?
Wow.
That's crazy for y'all ain't know, but I'm back again. This is Jarrell Fontella, a.k.a. Really Love, back on the track because the people wanted more. And Turk is about to call in a little bit. He's about to be back on air with us. And I always have my little brother with me, Hazy J.
Yo, what's up, Hazy J?
All right, for all those who missed it on the epic-ass first episode, people can tell my show is going to be popping because it really is. Like, my show is going to be up there, bro. It's going to be – I should do this on, like, weekends, Fridays. Fridays and Saturdays, maybe. I don't know. I'll come over to schedule another time. But Turk needed Paul, and we're about to get this shit popping. People like us talking about RVA. People like us talking about RVA and how it is here, fashion-wise and music-wise, you know, like the industry. Basically media, and we have Here Go Turk. Yo.
Oh, what's good?
Oh, Turk back online. All right, Turk, so I was just telling him, you know, I just gave him another little slight introduction for the new people who's listening and shit, so you can go ahead and just give a quick introduction of you.
Oh, well, I mean, most of y'all know me by Turquoise, but I'm going as Cloud Floaty, Instagram, Cloud.Floaty, Cloud Life All Day. That's all.
All right, but Cloud Life All Day. Now, my bro and I, we some aspiring, just visionaries, I guess you can call it, because we're trying to do a lot of stuff with a lot of things just to get people's mindset onto, like,
right.
Aspects such as just a mental basis of society, what it's like out here, fashion-wise. Just things like that, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk about it without, like, I don't know. But people know what we're trying to do because people can tell what we're trying to do, bro.
Right.
Yeah. So me and Turk, we already talked to y'all about just the fashion in RVA real quick, the music industry in RVA real quick, because we both kind of in that. You both are kind of known for being fashion people, I guess you could say, even though I really don't give a fuck. but we can go ahead. So, Turk, like, off top, like, what are some things you see at RVA right now? Oh, hold up, I got JJ on the line. Yo, JJ.
Yo. Yo.
Why? We about to start talking about this fashion real quick in RVA. So, the people,
all right,
let's just talk about RVA in general, because that's where we are from. A lot of people want to get out of RVA. Like, they don't like RVA. But what people don't know, what people don't know is that RVA is actually becoming one of the most creative cities out there, one of the most, you know, like,
exactly.
The bicycle, like, the little bicycle races or whatever is coming next month, and it's supposed to be 1 million people in this city because it's international, bro.
That's a million people.
A million people.
That is
in
a lot
the city.
Of people.
Yes, bro. And I don't. I go to VCU, so that whole week I will not be going to school just because there will be so much people in RVA just to watch people ride bicycles. Like I could go outside right now and watch people ride bicycles. Well, not right now, but like you know, after school and shit, when the little kids riding their bikes falling off and shit, and I'd be like, hey. You just got the training wheels off, pussy. I got a car now, even though it's a piece of shit. Anyways.
Yeah, but.
Turk, why do you think, I'm going to ask you all, like, why do you think people just trying to get out of RVA so much? I mean, I like RVA. I love RVA, to be honest, but like every other person, I'd like to live in, like, a Cali or, like, a New York or, like, even a Philly or something like that, Florida. But just give us your like mindset on that, on like RVA and why people want to leave and shit.
Well, why people want to leave, first of all, is just because a lot of people, it's so much creativity, but it's a crab bucket, you know? So, you know, in a crab bucket, you know, it's one crab trying to get out, but it's another crab trying to pull them down. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
And
that's exactly what it is, yo.
And this crab bucket is, you know, it's a lot of people trying to eat off the same plate. You got a lot of rappers. You know, so you got a lot of fashion designers. You got a lot of people who want to sing. So if you got everybody trying to eat up for the same place, it's not going to be enough food for everybody. But what people don't understand is RVA is the best place to do it because you think, okay, you're going to leave RVA, and RVA is not a place known for creativity right now. But you're going to leave the RVA and go to a place of creativity where it's more people who can possibly do what
exactly,
you're doing.
Exactly, that is true.
This is why I like RVA as a city, because it's not too big and it's not too little, you feel me? It's like right in between. So, like, that's the perfect way to build opportunity.
Yeah, like, we're in between a lot of fashion points.
It's right in between.
Genres.
Like, yes, like, a lot of people don't know this, too, but Forbes put us on a list, Richmond, Virginia, on a list as, like, the next up-and-coming city for entrepreneurs, because, like, we're actually expanding our business.
Exactly.
Like, because a lot of people in RVA are trying to be creators. They're trying to be thinkers, they're just creative-ass people, bro. And that's why I like VCU as a college, because that's in the basis of all creativity. And they're also, they're not only just creators in RVA. Like, there's doctors, there's all these kind of people. Like, that's why I love this city.
Like, what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, go ahead, Turk.
Like, what I'm trying to do, I want to make Virginia an entrepreneur spot. You know, people dream about going to New York for the clothes. People dream about going to D.C. for the shoes and all this other stuff. I want to make VA a dream spot, like, for fashion and just creativity, where creativity can be found and be shared with one another and make beautiful things, like everybody come to Virginia or just everybody in Virginia come together and make masterpieces. You know what I'm saying? Different genres or different styles of rap and hip-hop coming together and making one track. That's amazing.
Exactly, like, Virginia is just, like, Richmond is just that big. Like, it's not too big, but it's just the right size for everyone to, like, be able to talk to each other. Like, all the people coming up can, like, grab a hold of each other because, you know, they're not too busy or something like that. And you can just, like, work together as one to, like, get your way out there instead of people always trying to fight for the spot. You know, that's the problem nowadays. And I think that's why people want to actually, like, get out, because they think, like, it's going to be easier or it's better. Of course, people grow up in Richmond, so of course you want to leave. Don't no one want to stay where they are forever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people want to leave where they stay forever because that's all they know. But, like, that's why I like J. Cole, because if you listen to J. Cole, he'll tell you straight up. Go ahead, JJ.
That's what J. Cole said. Like at the J. Cole concert downtown in RVA, when he came for the concert, he said that most people have that, like, small-town mentality of where, you know, if this is just the small town, and then some people are afraid to get out of the small town and all the other stuff. Like, it's more of, like, RVA will never have, like, the aspect of, like, a Cali or, like, a New York, because it's like there's not that much stuff that is appealing, you would say, because, like,
In order for it to be appealing to people gotta, like, get out. Like, there's so many festivals and stuff RVA has now, and they're trying to do this. Like, RVA, people don't know this, RVA has a fashion week, bro. Like, an annual fashion
week. Yeah, that's crazy, and you wouldn't know that. You can live in RVA your whole life, and you wouldn't know that they have a fashion week.
Exactly. Like, you just got to get out there. And a lot of people that want to leave Richmond don't actually live in the city. You feel me? Like, they live in, like, the county.
Yeah.
Don't no one want to live in a county? That's why you want to get out.
Hell
of You living in a county, dog? If you live in a city, bro, like, what I'm about to do for the next 4 years is the best opportunity ever. I don't care what city you from. I don't care if you from fucking goddamn Oklahoma or fucking Wisconsin. Any city that you live in, if you live in a city, you have
Wisconsin,
opportunity to do what you want. You feel me? Like, this is real shit, bro. That's what J. Cole has been saying on his album. That's why I respect him so much, because he knows, like, he live in New York right now. But, bro, he is homesick. Like, he misses the small-town life. Because, like, when you're around all that fame, all that cars, the bitches, all that stupid shit, like, all that shit that people advertise, you forget what's really, like,
important.
Really special to you. What's really
important.
That's what a lot of people
say the same thing all the time.
Lost in the sauce.
Exactly.
That's why I would rather, like, I like getting money with my bros. That's fine. But it would be a beautiful thing for my whole state to be getting on. Like, my whole state to be getting paid for stuff they
exactly.
they love to do, to quit their jobs and do what they wanted to do since they was a kid. You know what I'm saying? That's just the beauty of it. It's just people have to come together. Like, it's, you know, the logic thing that a lot of people put on Instagram, and it's like, we live in an era now where love, peace, and prosperity is considered corny. You know what I'm saying? That's really
yeah.
messed up because
yeah, that's
people
like
don't.
That's corny to actually fuck with another person. Like, you
yeah,
gotta
like,
always be better.
Yeah,
one
like,
person.
That's,
like, you always gotta be
like,
better.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you can't
up.
Just be cool with someone being as creative or as smart as you. Like, there's always gotta be that next thing, that next person trying to be better than you. And that's what.
Right.
That's like the corporations and stuff, that's what they're doing. They don't, if you notice that, the corporations. Like Apple and stuff like that. They don't try to ever make anything better than the iPhone. You feel me? They try to copy that shit to sell it to people for cheaper, bro.
Yeah.
You feel that? That's what they do.
Yeah.
Like, they don't
like,
ever, they just try to compete. Like, once you got something going
yeah.
for you, they just try to copy that in another way and to get people to notice
you
instead
better.
Of trying to, yeah. Like, instead of trying to make it better or try to collab with them to make something better. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, get what I'm saying, though, real. Like, all right, so you got your Jay Tiller stuff, right? And say we both make it big. We come back to RVA to, like, from wherever we are in the state or just in the country or whatever. We come back to RVA and collab or whatever. Or get this. Come back to RVA and have an event for entrepreneurs
exactly.
and where
and
they
what,
can come up
is,
and present their ideas.
Yeah.
Like, and put
exactly.
somebody on every
Kirk,
year. Like, come on.
Kirk, bro. Kirk, bro. Like, this is the thing, though. Like, RVA isn't that big. So, bro, we can do that. If we really wanted to, we can do that as of right now.
Exactly.
If we really wanted to,
that's
we can
limited,
go.
That's unlimited ideas.
I'm,
everybody
I'm
putting their ideas into one thing.
Exactly. Like, I'm ready to go to BC right now so I can have connects for all of us because we're going to be in a city. I can have events or whatever, like. It's just,
right.
it's that easy. Anyone could do it. Like, I'm talking to y'all audience. If you want to be a doctor, you can be a doctor, bro. You got to put your mind to it. Don't let people tear you apart, bro. This is words of inspiration. If you want to be a fashion designer,
this is for real. This is the real shit, for real, bro.
Like,
oh,
that's
just something else
designer,
that I
want
to express, too, though.
Oh, like, all right. Go ahead. Write in a little bit. Go ahead.
So it's about support. Like, we have to support each other. If I put out a tee, you know, that's like $20, and you tell me you can't buy my tee, but I see you go cop some jeans, that's about $300. Like, what's
hey,
the point of it? Like,
you can't buy my album, but you can buy.
Like, it's all about support.
That your best friend got on too, bro.
Yeah, like, just y'all, we have
yeah,
to support
like,
each other.
That's
or we not gonna go nowhere.
Like, people would
like,
rather
boy,
put each other down than to bring them with them.
Exactly.
Like, it's like people forget how powerful it is to move as one rather than to move as your
exactly.
own.
Exactly, to focus
exactly.
on one
and
thing
look,
at a time.
Look, hey, this is a prime example. This is why we like comic books, right? What the Avengers do? Unite as one and they kick ass.
Hell yeah, that's
just
the thing. Like,
just made a
you
metaphor
made, like,
to all
superheroes. But when they come together, that's what makes it even more
oh, hold
greater.
Hold
like,
on.
They're
people,
all together.
Hey, there's people calling us right now. Let's see who's online, bro. I was totally neglecting them. Let's see who's trying to call us.
All right.
9-4-5-7-8-2.
Yo.
What's
this,
bro?
Yo.
2 minutes left.
This is Cassius.
This is Cassius, man.
Yo,
Cassius.
Hold on, another person.
Goddamn,
I got called up to ask.
Hello?
Who is this?
This is
K-Mad on the track.
Okay,
we all on the track.
We all on the track.
This is all of you right now.
Radio.
I got another call.
502-8916.
Are you putting
my number out?
Dog, I don't know
who
you are.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to hang up on y'all.
Damn,
that was too many people,
bro. Yo, so who's left? We
who's
back? Left.
It's just it, bro. It was too many people, bro. Too many people trying to be on a Really Love talk show. Like, make your own damn talk show. It's free, nigga.
It's possible, it's free, bro. Nigga. You should keep doing it. Like, do one a night.
Huh?
Do one every night.
I can't even do this every night. You feel me? Since this is considered Saturday, this is my talk show for Saturday. I can only do one talk show a day.
Oh, all right. Where?
That's the kick.
I'm gonna have a schedule though.
Where I'm gonna be on, and y'all look out for that. I'm gonna put that on the IG for me. And Jasmine just called me, bro. Hold up, though. But anyways, what the fuck? Now look, all them damn callers. What the fuck was we even talking about? Fuck y'all, bro. I'm over here trying to entertain the audience, and you gonna miscombobble my mindset.
You just gonna misinterpretate.
I don't even know what the fuck that means. But anyways, oh yeah, we was talking about RVA. We was talking about RVA, homie. Our hometown.
Alright,
so.
Oh, bo.
You ugly. But anyways, yo. RVA, bro. For all y'all who want to leave RVA and stuff like that, I just want to give you a challenge, bro. Go to the city and go talk to some random person. I don't care if he's homeless, bro. He probably got some shit of experience to make him homeless, bro. He probably took a risk that you scared to take, bro. But that's why he's homeless. But the point of the story is, if you don't take the risk to be famous, bro, you're not going to go nowhere, bro. You feel that? But if you don't take a risk, oh, what's that J. Cole line, yo? Are you scared to take a risk? How the fuck we gonna get rich? Who knows that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a true statement, bro, because all entrepreneurs, all rich people.
You have to take a risk in everything you do.
Yes, they invest, bro. Like, they put a large amount of their money into their time. Like what I'm doing, like, I gotta buy my inventory before I even create it, and I gotta hope people buy it in order to make a profit.
Yeah,
right,
and I just bought my t-shirt press.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hey, tell people
about
your brand.
I bought my t-shirt press, man. That was like $300.
Hey, I might have to use that though. I might have to use that little
t-shirt.
Yeah,
you can,
though.
Bro. You can use that shit.
Hey, for real, though. Oh yeah, let's talk.
On this music
scene, just RVA as a city. Let's talk about the music industry here, bro. Who do you like from RVA? Like, who do you even know from RVA that you think is doing good?
I guess, goddamn,
we ain't shit.
Now, there's so many people that like my man Don, you already know him. Kanji, you already heard
Don.
About him. We got Triple R
and
you don't know this, the Real Reckless. Real Reckless, like, we're about to add some more members to it. You know, there's this dude named Noble's Persona trying to join. We got people like Taj. There's just like so many people that we're trying to expand.
Hey, I got a shout out. I gotta shout out my homie Daniel though. He does that rap.
Oh yeah,
bro.
Musical Guru.
Tape.
He does that.
At Musical
Guru.
Yeah,
and Daniel. Yeah.
And my girlfriend hates him, but I don't give a fuck. That's my homie, bro. Fuck what you heard.
Got some playing too.
And how much time I got left? I got 10 minutes left. That's word is born. Let me talk to y'all more about this RVA stuff. Now, A lot of people that's from RVA or like, if you notice, like, people, they move to RVA from New York and shit like that.
Yeah,
like, if you notice that,
crazy.
Like, people from New York, a lot of people that's from, like, that lives in Richmond are from New York, or like they from Jersey or something. Like, they moved down here, and the reason why they moved down here, I've asked people, like, the reason why they moved down here is because like, you know, it's hard to live in New York or New Jersey and stuff like that for their kids and stuff to, like, grow up in that kind of big population, that kind of, like criminal status and all that dumb shit like that. So they moved to RVA because, like, it's not that bad down here. Like, if I go outside right now, I won't get shot. You feel me?
But that's because we live in Chesterfield, man. Come on now.
All right, but if I went to Richmond, I won't get shot either. I park in Jackson Ward all the time when I go to the city. Don't nothing happen to me, bro. All right, bro. Kirk, tell them about that time I parked in Jackson Ward. They ain't say shit to me, bro. Come on, bro.
Right.
It ain't that bad, like, and it's just a growing population. Like, RVA try to do a whole bunch of stuff. Like, the freaking slide, yeah. The city ready to come down here. That's ill as shit, yo. Freaking a big-ass water slide just in the middle of Richmond that you can just fucking get butt-ass naked and slide down the city and shit. Like, that's ill.
Yeah.
God. All right, I don't think you
can get
butt-ass naked, but that'd be pretty sweet, though.
Like, Richmond is already becoming, like, an ideal place. Like, so we gotta actually do our thing and make Richmond that ideal place. Like, it's becoming that, but it's not there all the way, so.
Yeah, it's not. It's trying. It's starting to become one because there's so many people, you know, trying to be creators and artists and stuff like that, fashion designers. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot. And it's easy for people in here, like, people here to do that since the city is not that. Like, if you just go down Broad Street and you go into one of them stores, it's locally owned. Like, it's so, like, chances are the actual owner of that store is in the freaking store as you walk in. You could just talk to them and ask them questions about how you got started. Can I help out? Can you help me with what I'm trying to do? Like, it's that.
Yeah, like supporting you. Like,
it's low key. You just can't be scared. You feel me? Like, you just can't be scared. Like, if you really want to do what you want to do, like, if I'm a.
You have to take risks.
This is what I told JJ and all y'all other rappers listening or whatever that's trying to be rappers. There's open mics in Richmond, man. And if you listen to, like, Chance the Rapper, Mac Miller, all of them went to open mics every single night to get known, yo. Because at open mics, bro, they let anyone get on stage as long as you put in $5 or something. Anyone get on stage and rap for 5 minutes, something like that.
We actually are trying to do that, though.
Yeah, we could do that. I'm gonna hop on open mic and talk about funny.
We need
shit.
To go down there as
I'm
a
just
function
talk about,
and do that.
I'm gonna just be like, yo, this really love, and I'm about to hop on this open mic and just start saying dumb shit, like, just start being a comedy stand up, like, hi, I'm Joel Fontilla, and that's
but
all.
But it's like the only reason why I'm not going to start doing that right now is because if I want to go to, like, an open mic, I want to have something that I can, like, feel comfortable with, like, saying, like, I'm very comfortable with this art, like, this masterpiece that I'm making, like, right now. It's, like, it's something that I want to be comfortable saying out loud, like, something that I know that's good and doesn't suck. You know what I mean?
But everything you got
to
believe in
is stupid, like. Like, I want it to be, like, something that's for real, for real.
And that's the thing, though, like, even poets can do open mic. Oh, we got a call. Hold up.
808194.
Hey, hold on,
what's up,
yo?
Fuck
Killer Cam. 818. Shout me out on Instagram.
Who's this?
It's Cash. Hey, shout me out on Instagram. At Villain2 Society. How y'all feel? Hey, I'm coming up, watching too.
Oh,
just wait.
Oh,
I appreciate
it. Goddamn exit, nigga. This boy was trying to get a shout out on my show and shit. It would be kind of nice if we actually understood what he said and respect you for doing that. But you gotta clear your voice up a little bit. You feel me? All right, 275.
Yo,
who's 275, bro?
Yo, that's man, done. What it do, man? You know, I'm just, hey,
that's
man,
done,
yo,
bro.
Man, I've been listening to your show for the past 23 minutes, buddy. Big crazy, bro. Make sure, hey, bro, real talk, bro. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. Real talk, bro.
Yo, it's the Don on the track. It's the Don
hey, man,
on the
I had
track,
a real
bro.
Question, though. I had a real question, though. Hold up.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead about that real question.
So, like, look, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to, you know, get up out of this, you know, trying to, you know, raise myself up in the
hey,
whole RBA
scene. Shut your dumb ass up, boy.
like, what you think,
you
what
ain't
you think the right avenue for me to take is to, be, to, you know, hey,
right,
hey, can
let
you let me
speak,
talk
let
real
speak,
quick?
Y'all,
I know you're so,
though,
but I got a question.
Hey, you,
speak,
I'm about to kick you out. You trying to start a riot.
Hear him out,
let him speak,
bro. I had to kick him out because he was starting a riot. He was going crazy
oh
on us.
God. Come on, God. You gotta.
He can call. Tell him to call back. I feel bad for kicking him out.
Oh,
I don't like white people.
Yeah, bro. No, I'm talking to him right
I'm
now.
Saying. Hey, bro. I like white people though,
hey,
bro. Hey,
for real,
yeah,
fuck
though,
Killer
Cam. He tried to come on my show talking that rah-rah shit. Don't do that. I got the answers, bruh. Not Sway, bruh. I'm loud as in my house right now. My mama gonna come in here and whoop this shit out of me, boy.
Man, you a grandma. She's
all right, the Don is back. Yo, the Don, what's up, yo?
Yeah, man, what's up?
Yeah,
man,
for real.
All right, man.
Let him speak clearly. Hold up. Before I let the Don speak clearly, he's an RVA rapper. He's white, which makes him kind of cool, I guess. He ain't shit for real. No, I'm playing. Hold up. Before you start talking, Don, I'm going to have to get this other caller on real quick. Yo, 647. Who's 647? What's up, y'all?
Hi, it's Kennedy. Okay, I have a question.
All right, go ahead.
Fire.
Yeah. All right, so moving here from, you know, like the Maryland, D.C. area is a lot different. To me. So, like, what is there to, like, look forward to, like, coming to Richmond? Like, what could you go do, like, for fun instead of just going out to the movies or whatever?
Okay.
I say take
go
a
ahead,
trip
sir.
Downtown. You'll love it. Take a trip downtown. It's the best thing you'll ever do in your life. Like, you've probably been
they got,
city,
they got
but,
like, festivals and
hey,
stuff sometimes.
When you go downtown, too, like, A lot of girls and stuff, they don't like to get in the river. But there'd be some cool ass shit in the river. You might find a few little hot boys out there too, you know what I'm saying? With their shirts off.
Oh, yeah, go to the rocks.
You might let the fish run through your toes.
But dead ass though, they be like white water rafting and stuff, and that look real fun to me, like in the tubing and stuff like that. And they be jumping off bungee cords and shit. That shit look popping. I do that because I'm definitely about to go to VCU, so I'm gonna find out that stuff.
I go down there to like go to like the Monumental shoe place down there, but like other than that, I don't really
do
anything.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, I know.
I mean, if
about,
you just
like
go down there with a group of your friends, you know, just vibe out, like controversial people, just go hit some of the spots up. You know what I'm saying? It's real,
you can,
real,
like,
real vibe out.
You can hit up like Carytown. Of course, a lot of people
to
go to Carytown. You can hit up like for real. You can hit up like freaking Maymount Park. Like, that's just a beautiful ass place to go, yo. Like, that junk is really nice. Like, you go to Maymount Park and just admire the beauty. Go sniff some flowers or some shit, because that will really enlighten your mind.
Bring some cameras with you, too, because there's a lot of beautiful scenery to take pictures and shit.
Yeah, I've been looking, take pictures and stuff.
Yeah,
it's mad, too. You just gotta do it. Like, if I had... Like, when I get my bike in Richmond, I'm going to go into every fucking store. I don't give a fuck, like, if they kick me out or not. And we got a minute and 11 seconds left on this damn show, bro.
Oh, we still got Don on the phone.
Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, all right. Of course.
Don, what's up with it?
Nice having you on.
Man, what's good, man? What's good?
All right, Don,
what's
you
good,
have to talk real quick, bro, because we got 53 seconds left. You gonna have to say something real.
What I'm trying to know is, how am I supposed to get up and like what move should I make to, you know, make me and my squad Triple RM get up there a little further in the RBA scene?
Let me tell you, Don. I'm going to live in the city for the next 4 years, so I'm bound to make connects. I got you, homie. I will look up open mic events. I will look up open mic events, all that stuff. And you know, the DMV fashion show. You know, a fashion show can't be a fashion show without music, you feel me?
Without music,
I feel
performing.
You.
There you
exactly,
go right there.
Exactly, bro. So, if you host a fashion show, you got to have music. And that together, a fashion show, 10 seconds, bro. 10 seconds.
Oh, we should run. We should run out of view.
I love y'all. We out though. We may be out.
All
I love y'all.
All
really
right.
Love out.
I love y'all, man. Yeah.
Cloudy.
Cloudy.
Yo, what's up with it, dog? It cut off.
All right, bro.
All right, bro. It was nice talking to y'all. I'm gonna text y'all, homies, bro.
That is funny. All right,
bro.
All
right.
That's the nigga.